Yeah, thank you. And have you seen Coco zipping along the streets of Chicago?
Oh my God, that's the cutest thing ever.
That's my wife Diane's assessment of Coco.
Oh, it's so cute.
More about Coco after I thank the very cute, but rugged and tough, Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDrivesChicago.com and take a test drive. You can give Coco a test drive, kinda. Coco is the reddish-pink metal box on wheels with flashing lights and a flag. Actually, there are about 100 of them that are rolling around Chicago.
We do a lot of pizza delivery, a lot of grocery delivery as well.
That is Zach Rash, who, along with his business partner, were studying robotics at UCLA.
As we were graduating, we turned it into a business.
And they rolled out hundreds of Cocos on the streets of Santa Monica and other parts of Los Angeles, where the weather is almost always nice. Then decided to try Chicago in the middle of winter.
Which was a great learning experience for us. I mean, we went through all the typical design adjustments beforehand. We made sure we put snow tires on the robots. They're definitely all-wheel drive, and we've done some different tests to make sure it can handle big snow pileups and ice. And then that's all powered by this self-driving AI technology.
Yeah, it's another way AI is making our lives, different, if not better.
We want to be an ultra-reliable service. When it's freezing cold, snow all over the ground, and it might be miserable to be a delivery courier, those are also the same times that people want to order food or groceries the most. So robots can provide a really helpful service to people in the most extreme weather conditions.
But whatever the weather, here's how it works. You place an order with a restaurant or store, either direct or through a delivery app.
You can track it in the app you ordered from the same way you would with a driver. So you'll be able to see the route. It'll give you an ETA of when it's going to arrive. That average travel time to the customer is about 15 minutes.
And when it gets to your door, you enter a code on the delivery app and Coco's lid pops open. And
there's no tips. It doesn't make any other stops along the way, so it goes directly to you.
Coco. There are about 100 of them around Lincoln Park, the West Loop, and elsewhere, part of a nationwide network of about 1,000.
Yep, and we're ramping that up. We should have around 10,000 vehicles by the end of next year.
On the food calendar, it's National Tapioca Pudding Day, and it's National Gummy Worm Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.